Welcome back to Insider Ecom Edge. I am so excited for today's deep dive.
Me too. It's going to be a good one.
We're talking all about micro niche mastery.
Micro niches, yeah. Have you heard that term before?
I have. I've heard it. I feel like it's
definitely picking up steam.
Getting more popular.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of our listeners might not know exactly what it means or why it even matters.
For sure. And I think sometimes people hear niche and they think limiting.
Yeah, exactly. But today we're going to break down why less is more when it comes to e-commerce success.
Absolutely. And I think we have some pretty interesting examples.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, those teenagers who built slime empires online.
Slime empires. Don't underestimate the power of slime.
And you know those luxury dog beds that cost like hundreds of dollars?
Yeah. People are willing to spend big bucks for their furry friends.
Oh, yeah. So there's definitely money to be made in those micro niches.
No doubt about it.
So let's start with the basics. Why is this whole micro niche thing becoming such a big deal in e-commerce?
Well, think about it. The e-commerce market is like this massive crowded stadium, right?
I can see that.
Everyone's trying to sell everything. It's hard to even get noticed.
Yeah. And, you know, even those giant online marketplaces, like everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. The big guys.
Even they are struggling to give customers that personal touch that everyone wants these days.
They're just too big. It's hard to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. So that's where micro niche stores come in.
Yeah, they can really fill that gap. You know, they offer deep expertise, personalized service, and a really curated selection.
So it's all about specialization, basically.
Specialization is the name of the game.
But before we go any further, let's make sure everyone's on the same page.
Okay, good idea.
What exactly do we mean when we say micro niche?
All right, so imagine a pyramid at the top. You have the market, like beauty products.
Okay, super broad.
Way too broad, super competitive.
Right.
Then you go down one level and you have niches like organic cosmetics.
Okay, so still a lot of competition, but getting a little more specific.
Much more specific, but you could even go deeper.
Even deeper, okay.
To the bottom of the pyramid, that's where the micro niches live.
Ooh, getting exciting.
Right? So instead of just organic cosmetics, you might have vegan organic lip balms for outdoor enthusiasts.
Wow. Okay, that is super specific.
Right. Now you're talking to a very particular customer with very particular needs.
I'm starting to see the appeal here, but can we break down the advantages of this micro niche approach?
Yeah, for sure. One of the biggest advantages is reduced competition.
Okay, that makes sense.
When you're in a micro niche, you're not fighting with thousands of other stores for the same customers.
So you're not drowning in a sea of competitors.
Exactly. Your marketing efforts can be way more targeted and effective.
You're not wasting time trying to reach everyone, right?
Exactly. It's all about attracting those highly qualified leads who are actually ready to buy.
I like it. Okay, so less competition, more targeted marketing.
That's a big one. And because you're so focused, you can really understand your customer.
Yeah, get inside their heads.
Right. You know, their pain points, their desires, their aspirations.
That makes it easier to build a strong relationship with them.
Absolutely. People buy from people and brands they trust and connect with.
So it's not just about selling products. It's about building a community.
Exactly. It's about creating a tribe of loyal customers who are passionate about your brand.
And I bet that also translates to higher conversion rates.
Oh, for sure. People are more likely to buy when they feel like a product was made just for them.
It's like you're taking away that overwhelm of having too many choices.
Exactly. There's actually a study where they found that offering fewer jam varieties increased sales.
Really? Less jam, more sales. That's fascinating.
It's counterintuitive, but it makes sense. People get paralyzed by too many options.
So with a micro niche, you're giving them exactly what they want and nothing they don't.
That's the sweet spot.
I'm sold on the micro niche approach, but let's get down to brass tacks here.
Okay, let's do it.
How do we actually find that million-dollar micro niche that's just waiting to be discovered?
All right, first, let's debunk a myth. You don't have to chase the latest trends.
Oh, good, because I was worried about that.
Jumping on a crowded bandwagon can actually hurt you.
Okay, so we're not just looking for what's hot right now.
No, it's about finding something that's sustainable, something with long-term potential.
So where do we start?
Start by looking at the intersection of your passions, your skills, and the problems you see in the world.
Okay, so tap into our own experiences.
Exactly. What are you passionate about? What unique knowledge do you have? What problems do you wish someone would solve?
So it's like turning our own frustrations into opportunities.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of social listening.
Oh, yeah. Social media is a goldmine of information.
It is. Spend time in online communities related to your interests.
Like Facebook groups. Reddit forums.
All of that, pay attention to what people are saying, what they're complaining about, what they're wishing for.
So basically do some real-time market research.
Exactly. Look for recurring themes, unmet needs, and product desires.
Those are our golden nuggets.
Those are the clues to your million-dollar micro niche.
Okay. So we've brainstormed some ideas based on our passions and what we're seeing online.
Right. But how do we know if these ideas have legs?
Yeah, we need to validate them somehow, right?
Exactly. And that's where tools like Google Trends and SEMrush come in.
Okay. I've heard of those, but I'm not really sure how to use them.
They're actually pretty user-friendly. These tools allow you to see how much interest there is in a particular topic.
So we can see how many people are searching for keywords related to our niche.
Exactly. And you can also see how competitive the market is.
So we can see how many other businesses are already operating in that space.
Right. You want to find a niche that has decent search volume, but not too much competition.
Okay. Finding that sweet spot.
It's all about balance. You want to make sure there's an audience, but also room for you to carve out your own space.
That makes sense. It's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Exactly. Not too hot, not too cold, just right.
So we found our perfect micro niche. The competition is manageable, and there's a hungry audience waiting to be served.
Now it's time to build a store that's designed for maximum impact.
Okay. That sounds exciting, but also a little daunting.
It doesn't have to be. We'll break it down step by step in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, everyone, stay tuned for part two, where we'll reveal the secrets to building a micro niche store that converts.
Can't wait to share all the tips and tricks.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
See you soon. Welcome back. We're ready to get into the nitty-gritty of building that micro niche store.
I'm ready. Let's build this thing. But where do we even start?
First things first, you got to choose the right e-commerce platform.
Okay, so like Shopify.
Shopify is definitely popular and it's a great option for many businesses.
But it's not the only game in town, right?
Not at all. There are tons of platforms out there, each with its own strengths and weaknesses.
So how do we know which one is right for us?
You got to think about your specific needs, your budget. The features you need.
Okay, so no one-size-fits-all solution.
Nope. Every micro niche is unique, and your platform should reflect that.
So what are some key factors to consider when choosing a platform?
Think about customization options. Do you want to be able to tweak the design and functionality?
Yeah, we want our store to have our own unique look and feel.
Exactly. And what about integrations? Are there specific payment gateways or shipping providers you need to use?
Oh, yeah, that's important. We don't want any compatibility issues.
And of course, budget is always a factor.
How much can we realistically afford to spend each month on our platform?
Right. You don't want to break the bank before you even launch.
So do your research, compare platforms, read reviews?
Exactly. And don't be afraid to reach out to the platform providers and ask questions.
Okay, platform sorted. Now let's talk design. How do we make our store visually appealing?
This is where you can really let your creativity shine.
I like it, but I'm not exactly a design whiz.
That's okay. There are plenty of resources available, even if you're not a pro.
Like what?
You could use a website builder with pre-designed templates or hire a freelance designer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea if we have the budget for it.
But the most important thing is to make sure your design reflects your target audience.
Okay, so it's not just about what we think looks good.
It's about creating an experience that resonates with your ideal customer.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine you're selling tech gadgets to millennials.
Yep.
Your store should have a sleek, modern design with high-quality product photos and videos.
Yeah, and maybe some interactive elements to keep things interesting.
Exactly. You want to create a visually engaging experience that keeps them coming back for more.
Okay, I'm getting the picture, but let's not forget about mobile optimization.
Oh, that's crucial. In today's world, everyone's shopping on their phones.
Right. We need to make sure our store looks amazing on any device.
Absolutely. Choose a mobile responsive theme so the layout adjusts to different screen sizes.
Yeah, and the navigation has to be super easy to use on a small screen.
And don't forget about image optimization. Those beautiful product photos can slow down your site.
So we need to find a balance between visual appeal and fast loading times.
Exactly. No one wants to wait forever for a page to load.
Okay. Platform design, mobile optimization, all checked off the list.
Now it's time for the real magic, micro niche marketing.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. But isn't all marketing the same?
Not exactly with micro niche marketing. You're not trying to reach everyone. You're laser focused on your ideal customer.
So it's all about precision.
Precision is key. You're speaking directly to the people who are most likely to be interested in your products.
Okay, so how do we actually connect with those people?
Content marketing, my friend, content is king.
I've heard that before, but what kind of content are we talking about?
High quality, valuable content that solves your audience's problems, answers their questions, and positions you as the expert.
So we're not just trying to sell them something, we're providing real value.
Exactly. Think of it as educating your audience, building trust, and establishing yourself as a thought leader.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
And when people see you as the expert, they're more likely to buy from you.
That makes sense. They trust your recommendations.
Right. And it's not just about creating content. You also have to make sure people can find it.
Oh, yeah. SEO, search engine optimization.
SEO is your best friend. It's all about making your content visible to the right people.
And how do we do that?
Keywords, my friend. Keywords.
Okay. Those little words that can make or break our website.
Exactly. And in the world of micro niches, long tail keywords are your secret weapon.
Long tail keywords. What are those?
They're longer, more specific phrases that people use when they're closer to making a purchase.
So instead of just dog toys, it would be like eco-friendly chew toys for puppies with sensitive teeth.
Exactly. You're targeting those highly qualified leads who are actively searching for products like yours.
So even though long-tail keywords have lower search volume, they attract more qualified leads.
Exactly. It's all about quality over quantity.
Okay, long-tail keywords, got it. But SEO seems so complicated.
It can be, but there are plenty of resources to help you out.
Like what?
There are tools like SEMrush and Ahrefs that can help you research keywords and track your rankings.
Okay, so we have tools at our disposal.
And don't forget about the basics like mobile friendliness, clear headlines, and optimized images.
Oh, yeah. All those little things add up.
They do. They all contribute to a better user experience and a higher ranking in search results.
Okay, SEO is a work in progress. But we're getting there.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Just keep learning and experimenting.
Now let's talk about social media.
Ah, social media, the land of opportunity and overwhelm.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a jungle out there.
But it's also a powerful tool for connecting with your target audience.
So we can't ignore it, right?
Definitely not. But you don't have to be on every platform.
Oh, good, because that sounds exhausting.
It is. Focus on the platforms where your audience hangs out.
Okay, so if we're selling to Gen Z, we should be on TikTok and Instagram.
Exactly. And if you're targeting an older demographic, Facebook might be a better bet.
So it's about knowing your audience and meeting them where they are.
Right. You want to spend your time and effort where it's going to have the biggest impact.
Okay, so we've chosen our platforms now. What kind of content should we be creating?
This is where you can really have some fun, be authentic, be creative, and most importantly, be engaging.
Okay, so no boring corporate posts.
No way. People want to see the real you. They want to connect with your brand on a personal level.
So show your personality, tell your story, and let your passion shine through.
Exactly. And don't forget to use visuals. People love images and videos.
Especially on platforms like Instagram and TikTok.
Right. And experiment with different formats like reels, stories, live videos.
Keep things fresh and exciting.
That's the key to standing out in the crowded world of social media.
Okay, we're starting to master this social media game.
You're getting it. And the best part is you don't need a huge budget to create amazing content.
That's music to my ears. We're all about bootstrapping here.
A little creativity and resourcefulness can go a long way.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired, but let's address a common concern for micro niche store owners: limited audience size.
Ah, yes, the fear of being too niche.
If we're only targeting a small segment of the market, how do we know if we'll have enough customers to be successful?
That's a valid concern. But remember, a smaller audience doesn't have to mean smaller profits.
Wait, really? I always thought bigger was better.
It's a common misconception with a micro niche. You can really get to know your customers, build strong relationships, and tailor your marketing messages to their specific needs.
So it's about quality over quantity.
Exactly. You're not just blasting your message out to the masses. You're having one-on-one conversations with the people who are most likely to buy from you.
Okay. I'm starting to see the light.
And there are ways to expand your reach within your niche without straying too far from your core focus.
Like what?
You can launch complementary products or services that cater to the same target audience.
Right, yeah, like our vegan lip balm example.
Yeah.
They could expand into lip scrubs, liners, maybe even vegan lip tints.
Exactly. You're providing more value to your existing customers and potentially attracting new ones who are interested in those related products.
So it's a win-win.
And you can also collaborate with other businesses or influencers who target the same audience.
So we're leveraging each other's audiences and expanding our reach.
Exactly. Cross-promotion is a powerful tool for micro-niche businesses.
I love it. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
That's the micro-niche mindset.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have, from choosing a platform to mastering SEO and social media.
But I think the most important takeaway is that micro-niche success is all about finding that sweet spot where passion, profit, and problem solving intersect.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now I'm really excited to hear about some real-world examples of micro-niche businesses that are crushing it.
Oh, I have some amazing stories lined up for you. Get ready to be inspired.
All right, everyone, stay tuned for part 3, where we'll be diving into those inspiring success stories.
We'll be right back with the grand finale.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Insider Ecom Edge. I'm so pumped for this final part of our deep dive into micro-niche mastery.
Me too. We talked about the why and the how. Now it's time for the who.
The who, exactly.
The entrepreneurs who are out there proving that micro-niches can be big business.
I love it. Give me some inspiration.
Okay, let's start with a story that proves you don't need a ton of money or experience to make it big. Remember the slime craze a few years back?
Oh, yeah, my kids were obsessed.
Well, some smart teenagers turned that craze into serious cash.
Slime? Seriously?
Seriously. Jungmin Kang, she started making slime in her kitchen as a hobby just for fun.
Wow, so from hobby to business, that's the dream.
Right, she started selling her slime online and things just blew up.
I can only imagine TikTok probably helped.
TikTok was huge for her. She built a massive following and turned Snoop Slimes into an 8-figure business.
8 figures, that's insane. All from slime.
All from slime. And she did it by being authentic and connecting with her audience.
So it's not just about the product, it's about the person behind it.
Exactly. People buy from people they like and trust.
Okay, slime empires. I'm convinced, but what about something a little more sophisticated?
Okay, how about luxury dog beds?
Luxury dog beds. I mean, I love my dog, but...
People are willing to spend a lot of money on their furry friends.
I guess so.
There's a company called Ivy and Duke. They make these handcrafted, high-end dog beds.
Okay, so we're talking top quality.
Top quality. They're not trying to compete with the cheap dog beds at the big box stores.
So they found a niche, a very specific customer with very specific needs.
Exactly. And it's working. They're charging a premium price, and people are happy to pay it.
Because their dogs deserve the best, right?
Exactly. It's a great example of how a micro niche can be super profitable.
Okay, I'm seeing the potential here, but let's bring it back to something I can relate to, clothes.
Clothes, okay, I think I have just the story for you.
Hit me with it.
Have you heard of Spunkwear?
Spunkwear rings a bell.
They're an athleisure brand. They started with just one product, basic black workout leggings.
Okay, so they kept it simple.
Super simple, but high quality. They focused on ethical manufacturing and building a strong community.
So they had a clear mission and they stuck to their values.
And it's paid off big time. They've seen incredible growth over the past few years.
Wow, from leggings to an empire, that's impressive.
It is, and it shows that you don't need a complicated business plan to succeed.
Sometimes the simplest ideas are the best.
Exactly, and it all comes back to that less is more philosophy.
Focus on what you're good at. Find your niche and serve your customers well.
That's the recipe for micro-niche mastery.
So what's the one piece of advice you would give to someone who's thinking about starting a micro-niche business?
Don't be afraid to go niche. The more specific you are, the better.
I love that advice. Find your passion, find your people, and create something amazing.
And remember, it's a journey. Enjoy the process, and don't be afraid to make mistakes.
Mistakes are just opportunities to learn and grow.
Exactly. So get out there, find your micro-niche, and build your dream business.
We'll be here to cheer you on every step of the way. Thanks for joining us on Insider Ecom Edge.
Until next time, happy selling.